Fernando.
Yep, so agenda paper 4, DRM Core Model Outreach Plan. So the purpose of this paper is to discuss the proposed outreach plan to obtain feedback on the core version of the DRM accounting model. Regarding the objectives of the outreach, in paragraph 8 of the paper, we note that the objectives of the outreach should be to perform a preliminary assessment of the viability and operability of the model, determine whether the model enables entities to better reflect their risk management strategies in the financial statements, identify specific areas of the core model that need reconsideration or improvement during the next phase of the DRM project. Regarding the target audience, in paragraphs 9 to 12 of the paper, we note that the outreach should focus on banks that manage interest rate risk using dynamic risk management strategies. Regarding the format, in paragraph 13 to 15 of the paper, we recommend that the outreach should be done through individual meetings, as this would provide the most direct feedback while keeping confidential and confidentiality of any proprietary information of the participating banks. Also, we think that the participating banks should have different characteristics and represent different geographical regions. For example, banks with different balance sheet structures, different interest rate risk management strategies, and banks using different hedge accounting models from different regulatory environments. As for the material to be used, in paragraph 16, we recommend using Agenda Paper 4B from the July 2019 meeting, updated to reflect the latest tentative decisions made by the board. And finally, regarding the timing of the outreach, in paragraph 20 of the paper, we included a timetable with the expected milestones to be completed. And in general, we would expect to perform the outreach from January to April 2020. This brings us to the question to the board, whether the board have any comments or views on the proposed DRM outreach plan set out in this paper. And with that, I would like to open for discussion.
Now, one simple comment here that I'm in a learning curve here, but anything that means involving preparers during the first quarter of a year, usually it's hard to get them contributing more. I'm just wondering whether we could extend the outreach to June because of the annual report of the banks. That would be my operational comment here. As this.
We expect to consider banks from some jurisdictions, for example, Canada, where they have annual reporting ending in October, for example. So these banks, your concern wouldn't apply. So we would start with these banks first, and then move on to the other banks as we move on to the.
But I think, you know, just in response to your question, we will take care of, or, you know, we will consider busy times because, you know, for the UK banks until February they just won't show their faces, and so we'll take that into account. And it might be that we delay it a bit. You know, happens after April a bit, but we still want to aim and try and get some feedback back to the board by June next year. So I think for me that's the big milestone.
But we will also speak more to risk manager and specialists, not to the typical guys who do the close of the accounts, right?
Makes sense.
So I might agree with what you've got proposed here. I think the right sort of approach, because I think what we need to work out whether this thing has legs, if you like, is really to talk in quite a bit of detail on the operational aspects. I think the sort of small group types of meetings with individual banks with their specialists in the room is what we need to get that sort of feedback rather than bigger groups at a higher level. And I like the fact that you've, you know, proposing to cover different scenarios, if you like, with your proposals in paragraph 15. So I think our challenge will be making sure that we're equipped with the right questions to get the feedback that we need. And so the sort of thinking about the questions and our preparation is going to be perhaps what's most fundamental for the success.
Mary.
Mm-hmm.
absolutely echo everything Sue said, and I wanted to add on to that a specific question, maybe a bit of a challenge on one aspect of the outreach. If you look at paragraph 8, you know, where you say these are the objectives, the is determine whether it enables entities to better reflect their risk management. That one is the one I think that has the risk of becoming a discussion about tell us whether you like the proposals rather than tell us how the proposals function, you know, because it's about do you think this better reflects your risk management? So it almost becomes a mini, you know, it doesn't become it, but it could become, runs the risk of becoming a bit of a comment on proposals rather than testing the operationality. And I think it's more about operationality. And I guess one thing I'd just ask you to think about, don't need you to come back on this, is whether there's any request we can or should make in terms of taking the proposals that are outlined in that paper that you refer to and asking them to apply them to a portfolio, you know, some simplified group to say, you know, what's your accounting now and how does this change this, so that we can form our own view about whether it better reflects, you know, the risk management activities. I don't know how much more work that is for us or for them and whether it would impact. I think it's probably more important to talk to a range of entities of the kind of range you discuss in the paper about different types of products, et cetera. But I guess it's a caution about 8B not becoming opinions on that, but more fact and whether we need to ask them to show us what happens when you apply it in order to have data, you know, to support that. So just ask you to think about that.
Martin?
On Mary's point, because I think we want to have both from the banks, because I think even if we would conclude it is operational, I think what we experienced from our last proposal on that, it was really not liked, and people think it was not reflecting probably what's happening in the bank. I think that is the reason why we have 8B, because I think we want to test acceptance also of from the preparer perspective and not only seeing is it operational, functioning, and then we may be working then the next 3 years on that, but then find out, okay, that is really not accepted by any bank, because that's what happened in the last DP, and I think we wanted to avoid that.
But do we want to do both?
Of course, a bit dangerous to ask that question just like that.
We have different words, I think. It is not like you, because it is right. Like,
we have come to the insurers. Do you like our yeah, not sure.
And just to clarify, these are objectives of the outreaches. Doesn't mean that we will ask these specific questions to prepare us. Yeah. Just clarify that.
Tom? I want to kind of echo Martin's. If the fact that it works, if it's not reflecting the risk management strategy, it's going to die. So we could probably phrase it carefully. And I would actually almost take out the word better. Just first, does it reflect your risk management strategy in some reasonable way? Let's at least sort of that we have something on the drawing board. And maybe then we don't go beyond that to satisfy Mary's concern. But we have to ask something.
Okay. Well done.
Thank you.
Let's resume at 1:00.